Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Share sponsor Loynishma Sam Yakushom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Amud Aleph says that there is a big chesed that Kosh Baruch Hu did with Am Yisrael, that he was magdim 2 years to Venushantim, meaning the numeric value of Venushantim is 852. If Am Yisrael would be in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years, so then the pasuk with Miskayim, Chas Hashem, ki avoid toivedum. If Am Yisrael will be Venushantim, they'll get old in Eretz Yisrael, there will be Nevad, and Chas Hashem will not be able to come back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magdim 2 years to Venushantim. Am Yisrael went to Golos after 850 years in Eretz Yisrael, 2 years before reaching the 852 mark, and that's how they have Geulo, that's how they eventually will come back, because they didn't reach the full amount of 852. Now there's a lot of Torah that was said about what this number means, what is 852, why that number brings it to the Churban, and why before not. And the Priyashua over here is a beautiful Cheshbin, how this is Merumos in the story of Yaakov Avinu, when he, Kosh Baruch Hu was Magdim, the Shkia Sachamo, the day the Yaakov Avinu passed through Har Meriah, and how that Agdoma reflects the years that Am Yisrael were there, and he has an exact cheshbon. But one thing comes out from this Gemara, which is very, very clear, and this is a big yesoid in general understanding the hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. What this Gemara is giving us a glimpse is to, we know, that kol da'av yachmon al-tav ofit, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for the good. And even things that seem to be bad today will eventually find out that they were for our own benefit, they were for our own good. Here we see it clearly. When Am Yisrael goes to Golos, it's something that seems to be terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and punishing Am Yisrael. It's the worst thing possible. But already here we could see that going to Golos, that's what's bringing the Geula of Am Yisrael. That's the Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah that Am Yisrael needs in order to come back. If they would stay 2 more years, there would be no Geula. So that's part of the cheshbon of going to Golos and going to Golos specifically in that time to have a tikkun and a fixed team for Klal Yisrael. Similarly, we find, it says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. It says in the parasha of Yischar and Hashem, he begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. It's brought down in Chazal that when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Toysef Da Be'elai, don't continue asking, don't ask anymore. If he would ask more, he would go into Eretz Yisrael. But Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, please don't ask anymore. You cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Why is that so? So Chazal in the Zohar tell us something which we need to understand. The Moshe Rabbeinu is Pnei Chamo, Am Yisrael Pnei Levono. It doesn't fit for Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Eretz Yisrael. But based on the Maharal, and connecting to our Gemara, this makes a lot of sense. The Maharal tells us whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did doesn't have a change. If Moshe Rabbeinu would go to Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Golos. If Moshe Rabbeinu would come with Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael forever. But if Am Yisrael goes to Eretz Yisrael on their level of Pnei Levana, and they don't have the option of going to Golos, so they can't fix it, they did something wrong. So if Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael, that Chas Hashem brings Am Yisrael to the situation that if they do something wrong, they could get to Venushantim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll tell you something, please don't beg me to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tells you, Pnei Chamo Pnei Levana, they're in a lower level. They need to have that option to go out to Golos, to undo the going into Eretz Yisrael, because that will be their own benefit. That is the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't go to Eretz Yisrael, because if you go to Eretz Yisrael, there will be no Golos. As we know, in Tisha B'Av, in Chatzai Sayoyim, we sit on a chair. Why do we sit in Chir Chatzai Sayyim? That's when the fire in Beis Hamikdash started. So the Arizal says, because we have idea that we see over here, Kilo Chamosoi Al Eitzim Al Avonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his anger on wood and stone, and we survived. And this is what happens in the time of the Churban. We see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. When time of anger, Am Yisrael is not the one who's being destroyed. Other things are being destroyed, so Am Yisrael can stay, can continue. And this goes back to the Gemara that we mentioned, the Gemara in Yuma that says that when the Goyim went into Beis Hamikdash, they saw the Kruvim, Urim Zebezeh, they saw the two Kruvim hugging each other. Meaning there was an expression here of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. The Ritz already asks, but Kruvim face each other only Bizman She'oisim Ritzon Shalokim. Lo Bizman She'ein Oisim Ritzon Shalokim. What are the Kruvim doing facing each other in the time of the Churban? So my Rebbe Ramiz Shapir Zitzal explained, because when Am Yisrael are doing something wrong and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing them, then they're facing to different directions. Then that's when the Kruvim are not facing each other. But when Am Yisrael are doing something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us. That's the way for us to get back together. That's when Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have an expression of love. That's when they're hugging each other. The act of galus, the act of punishment, that's what brings us back. And this is what the Gemara tells us over here. Because of going to galus and now reaching for Neshantim, that's why we're going to have the Geula Shleim of Meir B'Aminu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.